It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. 24-hour voting, drive-through voting, mailouts of unsolicited absentee ballots. All three of those measures were methods Harris County used in last year's election. All three of those measures are now banned under the new voting bill set to be signed into law by the governor today. But did Republicans overplay their hand by appearing to take on Harris County, and how might this backfire against the Texas GOP? Jeremy Wallace has been writing about this for the Houston Chronicle, where he covers Texas politics. Jeremy, welcome back to the broadcast.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be here.
Give us the scenario. What's the sense that this voting measure might backfire against Republicans?
Well, Democrats have been pointing out that, you know, while the Republicans have won the battle here and by getting this election bill through, that they may have lost a war over the overall electorate. And what they mean by that is, you know, while these restrictions will have some impact in making it harder for some people to vote, the anger within Harris County and Houston among Democrats particularly about some of the things they did and tried to do is going to fuel even more people to the polls. And that's bad news for Republicans, who have been generally losing Harris County worse and worse with each election cycle. It could get even worse, the Democrats warn them.
So it's not so much that you might actually have Republicans turning as a result of this bill. It's that you might energize the Democratic base who might come out to vote.
Absolutely. And as you know, State Senator Boris Miles from Houston told me, there's one thing that, like, you know, when you can pass some laws that, you know, upset people, but when you start going after things that are civil rights oriented, like voting issues, he told me quite succinctly that we're not going to turn back the hands of time here. And that's what it felt like to a lot of Democrats. If you're in Sunnyside or, you know, elsewhere in the Fifth Ward, you get that feeling that the people who were paying attention to this legislation saw this as, like, directed at them. And that energy is going to, you know, make it, you know, like in midterm elections, we always wonder what kind of turnout will there be. Well, there's an extra level of energy now for Democrats to say, hey, look, they tried to take your civil rights here. And it's like, don't forget that. And that is more motivating than a lot of the other issues that come and go in a political cycle.
But surely there was a strategic calculus that the Republicans undertook here, willing to let go of places like Harris County and perhaps other large cities, which have been trending more Democratic, and assuming that this is going to be applauded by their base elsewhere in Texas, no?
Well, absolutely. You know, one of the things that, like, you know, we've seen this over and over again, particularly aimed at, you know, cities like Austin and Houston, as like those are different places. And, you know, yeah, we're going to do what we can to rein in those places. That plays really well with the Republican base who don't live in those places. And, you know, quite honestly, see those as the big urban areas that aren't like us. Right. You know, so they're certainly feeding into that divide. But the problem is, Harris County has become so big that you can only afford, you know, to lose it by so much. Like, this is a place where, you know, Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick, and Ken Paxton all won statewide in 2014, but then all lost, you know, in Harris County. And it cost them all the closest races of their careers. You know, they came very close in some instances, where Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, only got 51% of the vote statewide. And a lot of that can be tied back to how Harris County really turned on them.
So what I understand you to say is that races are getting closer for Republicans in Texas, and they need every advantage that they can get, and they can't afford to alienate people who might already be marginalized when it comes to the ballot box.
Yeah, there's a calculus there, right? Where do you start reaching out to some of those folks, or at least, you know, trying not to, you know, poke them as much? Or by doing that, are you creating enough, you know, good Republican base excitement over doing something like that? So there's a calculus involved in all that. And it, depending on who you're talking to right now, Democrats say they just went one step too far. But Republicans clearly see this as a winning issue that they can go to their base and maybe fire them up more.
Jeremy Wallace covers politics for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Jeremy, thanks again.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.